To be in the house of the Lord again this evening.
Amen.
Had a wonderful service. Good meeting this morning. Went to Sand Springs this morning to be in service with Dad and Karen. I bought him for Christmas an authentic prayer shawl like they used back in Israel and back in the Old Testament days. And he had wanted to get wanted us to go down there and get him anointed. And we had a good service and a good anointing over the prayer shawl, and representing how God answers prayer and us communing with Him and us coming together with Him. I'm glad He answers prayer. You know, we got a lot, you know, like we're talking about, we got a lot of people sick. We got a lot of people, you know, going through things. God can still answer prayer.
Amen.
Yeah, He can. He still has. He still is answering prayer.
Amen.
We can trust Him. Amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 73. I don't know how this message is going to come across. So, I've only got one little verse that really been speaking in my heart the last week, and I kind of talked about it, some of this, in prayer meeting the other night, and got talking about how this week we had attended the funeral of a dear friend of many years, and sitting there in the funeral home, sitting there while the dad was delivering the message, trying to think about this psalm was on my heart, and I read it that morning, I think, to get ready for lessons or something. Maybe it was the day before, I don't remember, but I read that morning, I just felt in my spirit I needed a communion with God, and this is where I turned to, and there was a verse there that we'll get on to in a minute that just kept on and on, turning around in my head, and as I sat in that funeral home, I began to think about this verse, and you know, even though it was a time of great sadness and great sorrow and heaviness of heart, and I know I could feel the Lord there. His presence was there.
Amen.
And I'm glad He was there. Amen. I'm glad He is.
Yeah.
Amen. He's everywhere. We don't have to worry about ever losing Him because He can always be found.
Right? Amen.
And I'm glad that the Lord can be found. But this really spoke to my heart, and I haven't been able to get it off my heart. I don't know what the Lord intends for it here, but we'll do our best to give it to you as the Lord would have it to be delivered. 73 here, and along about till 80-something, we find these are Psalms of Asaph, and I find myself relating a lot to Asaph, especially in the 77th Psalm. We find where Asaph was having a little bit of a complaint to the Lord, and found out the error of his ways, and began to glorify God, and how God has shown him some things, and we kind of see this here, and this happens a lot with us. I believe a lot of us can relate to this. It says in Psalm 73, verse 1, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Amen. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped.
Yes.
For I was envious at the foolish. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain, violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, they have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily, they set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore as people return hither, and the waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High?
Amen.
Behold, these are ungodly, who prosper in the world, they increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain, and washed my hands in innocency, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me." And before I go any further, I want you to realize here, as I read this, I begin to picture Asaph. You know, God is good to Israel. He's good to those who are being clean heart. But then he goes on to say in the very next verse, amen, "As for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped." I mean, how many's been in that situation before? Yeah. I can raise my hand and say amen. I have.
Yeah.
Amen. It seems like the Lord sometimes just reels and rocks the devil. Sometimes this world, he wants to just bring all kinds of things against you.
Bless
we talked
Lord.
About this morning that we got our foot on the rock and our minds made up.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey, but a lot of times that old storm gets that rock wet and you start slipping around a little bit and asking the Lord, "Hey, Lord, where you at? Where you been? I don't feel as stable as you used to be. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I need some help. And we find Asaph here. His foot had nigh well slid. Hey, it was getting a little slick, or he was a standing. Hey, why was that? Because it said he was envious. Hey, at the foolish men. Amen. He was envious at the people. Hey, that seemed to be prospering in their way. Amen. Psalm 37, verse 1 of our tells us not to fret ourselves. Hey, because of men that do evil. Hey, but we are human nature to be able to look upon somebody who seems to be prospering in the worldly goods and in their own way. And wonder why good things happen to, or bad things happen to good people. And wonder why we can't get ahead in life. Hey, I don't know about y'all, but I know I've been there several times.
Amen.
And it's real easy to get your footing gets to be a little unstable. Yeah. Amen. If you got to think about those things. Hey, amen. And you don't consider what God has promised those hey, that love Him and that call upon His name.
Amen.
Hey, but we find that the psalmist, the Asaph here began to say that, you know, these wicked people are not in trouble like other men are. Hey, they're not in all kinds of sorrows and all kinds
bless
of things. Hey, man, that afflict us.
Right.
Hey, it says, you know, they're corrupt, but it seems like they prosper all the time. Hey, it just seems like everything they do turns to gold. Hey, they have all that their heart could ever want. Hey, man, I never noticed that until I just read it, even though I've read this a couple times already. Hey, but it talked about how they have all that their heart could ever want. We find that Asaph here, he was seeing all this stuff. He was reasoning with himself and began to wonder about this stuff. And he began to say, you know, he began to get so despondent. He said, you know, verily I have cleansed my heart in vain.
Yeah.
I've come to the Lord in vain because it's not paying off.
Amen.
Amen. Because it just don't seem like the Lord's taking care of me and all everybody else out there in the world's being taken care of.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He had just so, his perspective was all kinds of skewed. Hey, because he took his eyes off the Lord and put it on the things around him.
Right.
And just like old Peter did, he began to see it.
Yes.
Right. Begin to reason with himself. Sometimes you have to talk to yourself. Amen. Him writing this thing down, I wonder if he was just trying to sort some of this stuff out, talk to himself. Oh, Asaph, you just doing all this in vain and begin to write all this stuff out. Otherwise, we wouldn't have this song. I'm glad Asaph went through this because I can learn from this.
Amen.
He said, you know, they're not in trouble as other men. That's why pride can pass them about and they think they're invisible and are invincible and they think that the Lord doesn't hear and He don't even know what they're doing because they can get away with all this and still prosper.
Amen.
Bless Him more.
And it just says, it just seems to go on and on to say that the wicked just seems to prosper. And he began to find himself, his feet were almost gone and his steps had well nigh slipped. But this next verse is the one that really stuck with me through that funeral service. And hey, this next verse is the one that stuck with me for about a week now and I can't get it out of my head. Hey, in verse 17, after he said all this, in verse 16, he said, when I thought to know about this stuff, when I thought about it and tried to figure it out, he said it was just too painful for me. I just couldn't do it. Hey, but then he said, until. Thank God for until.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that there was a time that came in Asaph's life. Hey, when he was able to say that, you know, something got a hold of me. Something broke through for me. Hey, but it didn't happen until.
Right. Amen.
Until what? Until I went into the sanctuary of God.
Amen.
Then understood I therein.
God help.
I began to think as I was at that funeral home, you know, it was hard to hold the tears back and they came anyway.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I begin to think about that. You know, we're in the midst of death. We're in the midst of a funeral service here. But, you know, Jesus attended many funeral services.
Amen.
Amen. And they didn't last long because He touched them and they rise back up from the grave. But I begin to think about that. You know, here I was in a funeral home and you just feel so alone sometimes. I just feel like so out of place.
Yes.
Amen. All the family that I used to know and used to have, used to be able to hang out with and enjoy the time spent over the years past. Hey, they were all kind of secluded over here, and here I was by myself, didn't know nobody else around me. Hey, but amen, as I begin to think about that, it talked about here that Asaph said, until I went to the sanctuary, I began to think in my heart, you know what, God, I am in a sanctuary right now. Hey, because You are here and You're dwelling here in this place.
Amen.
Hey, and death has no victory in this place. Amen. We see that there's one in the coffin right now. Hey, but I know that God has conquered death. Hey, He's conquered hell and the grave. Hey, this mortal must put on immortality. Amen.
Right.
That's the way it must be.
Yes.
Hey, Jesus told us we must be this way. overcome death, hell, and the grave.
Amen.
Hey, Paul said, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
Yeah. Amen.
Christ conquered death,
Amen.
Being the first fruits of them that slept.
Yeah.
I begin Amen. To think, there, Lord, I'm in the sanctuary with you right now. Yes, there's all kinds of things around me. Amen. I didn't have to be in the church house. Amen. To feel God's presence.
Amen.
Amen. I was in a little funeral parlor. Hey, where you would think that it wouldn't be anywhere God would be anywhere near that place. Hey, but where is it in the world that you need comfort more than you do? Hey, in a funeral home.
Amen.
Where is it in the world that you need to be comforted in your heart? Hey, and there's more sorrow on you than there's ever been than in a funeral
Bless
home.
Lord.
Hey, we find that God is a comforter. Amen.
Right.
He's a comforter.
Yes.
Hey, when they was watching Amen. Jesus go away, he said, let not your heart be troubled.
That's right.
I've got to go away. I've got to go to a place where you cannot come right now. Hey, because I'm going to prepare for
yeah.
you. Hey, something much better and far better.
Yeah.
And he said, but guess what? When I leave, hey, I will send another.
His yes.
name is a comforter. Hey, and I tell you what, when Sister Martha left out of here, I believe the comforter was there.
Amen.
Amen. I was in his presence.
Try.
Amen. Therefore, I was in a sanctuary where
yes.
he was.
Yes. Amen.
Asaph said that, hey, I just had all kinds of problems and all kinds of weariness and all kinds of troubles. Hey, until I got to where I could get to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, sometimes I got to thinking of there as I was studying this. Sometimes you pick up the Word and you read and you read and you read. Hey, it just seems that you just can't get nothing out of it. Hey, but sometimes it pays. This is where you listen to the Lord. Sometimes it pays to just talk to the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, sometimes we want to consume what God has for us. Hey, but nothing ever comes out and flows out.
Yeah.
Hey, Asaph here was in a sanctuary, began to flow out of him. Hey, began to say, God, I'm going through all kinds of trouble. Hey, I'm seeing the wicked prosper, and I'm not
Amen.
Getting anything accomplished. Hey, Lord, I'm about to slip off this old place where you at.
Amen. Bless you.
And he didn't know until he went into the sanctuary.
Right.
Amen.
He didn't know until he went where God was.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to look up that word sanctuary today. And you know what? You hear it all over the place. There's a song that said, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. And
right.
I begin to look at that. And amen. Over in Hebrews chapter 9, it talked about the sanctuary is where the table of showbread was and where that altar
yes.
of incense was in the tabernacle in the temple. And where those seven golden candlesticks were.
Right.
That's where the sanctuary was. We see that the sanctuary was not outside. Later on, when Herod came by and built the temple, we've got the court of the Gentiles, a compassion, all that.
Right.
It was a little bit more elaborate. Hey, than the tabernacle was, we got the court of the Gentiles. As you go in a little further, before you even get to the temple, you got the court of the women, you got the court of the men.
Right.
Hey, there are two different places, and you find out that there's storehouses in there. Hey, there's all kinds of different places in the temple that just wasn't there in the tabernacle. Hey, but I tell you what, Asaph had to go into that portion where God was.
That's right.
And then he couldn't just stand outside, hey, in the doorway, and expect to receive something from the Lord.
Yeah, God
paid. And then he couldn't stay at home and expect to receive something from the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, no doubt he was probably at home wringing his hands saying, what am I going to do? Hey, there's all kinds of trouble coming this way, and I can't see how to get out of it. But it wasn't until he broke through the door
Amen.
And went to the sanctuary where God was.
Touching Jesus.
That he got his answer.
Amen.
Right.
So many times we get so close to getting in to where God is.
Yeah.
And we'll think, well, I still ain't got nothing yet. I'll just go on home.
Amen.
I'll just lay down or I'll just give it up. God wants us to go a little further.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. There's in the Garden of Gethsemane, we find that Jesus said he went a little further.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. That verse comes to mind every time I feel like Asaph does here. Every time I feel like my steps are about to slip and I just feel like I'm about to fall flat on my face, I think to myself, well, Jesus, I went a little further.
Amen.
I just need to go a little further. Sometimes your victory is just on the other side.
Amen.
Sometimes it's just around the corner. Sometimes it's just past the silver line and the sun's still back there.
Amen.
Hey, me and the Lord have been having a little bit of revival this week. Hey, got some sermons of mine, old sermons of mine out from last year and years past and begin to listen to them on the way to and from work to this week. Begin to listen to what God had revealed to me over the years. And me and the Lord just had a good old time there in the
Amen.
Car. Hey, man, there was one of them where I said that, you know, the sun is still behind those clouds. Hey, sometimes it becomes the biggest storm ever coming. Hey, the biggest storm you'll ever see, and the rain just keeps falling. Hey, but eventually those clouds go on by. Hey, we see the sun again.
Amen.
Hey, we just need to wait till the sun shows his face.
Yes.
Hey, don't sit there and get despondent like he did.
Right, brother.
If you look down there on the neck, if you got a Thompson Chain Bible, if you look across from verse 16, hey, it said, when I thought on these things, it's too painful for me. Right next to it on the margin, it says despondency. Hey, to be despondent means just basically to be just totally sapped of strength. Hey, beyond all hope, just give up. Hey, just ain't nothing going to work out. Hey, but then you got to go to the sanctuary of the Lord. You got to go where the Lord is. Hey, sometimes it's at the house. Hey, man, sometimes it's under a prayer shawl.
Amen.
Amen. So you can meet with the Lord somewhere,
right,
in a place. Hey, where it's just you and God, where you can meet with Him.
Amen.
Hey, man, sometimes I'll be back there. Hey, and I can't find no peace in the house unless I go back there where my old desk is. Hey, where I do my Bible studies. And sometimes I just sit down there. Hey, man, the Lord just has its peace just comes over me.
Yes,
why? Because I'm in His sanctuary.
Right.
Amen.
I'm in His presence. That's where the sanctuary is.
Yes.
We call this little auditorium here the sanctuary.
Yeah.
We say, we have a fellowship. We say, don't bring drinks and food into the sanctuary. Hey, the word sanctuary comes from sanctified. It's set apart. It's supposed to be holy.
That's right.
Amen. And there's places in your own home where you really need to sit down and say, Lord, this is holy. It's dedicated to You. Hey, man, I want to be able to receive inspiration. I want to be able to receive wisdom.
Yes.
Hey, when I go to this place, hey, it ain't no superstition, folks. Hey, they did this back in the tabernacle, the whole tent that they was put up there. He had an order about it. Hey, it was given so that they have a place, hey, away from the world so that they could come
right
and meet with the Lord. And there were certain circumstances that had to be fulfilled, hey, before the cloud came down.
Amen.
Before the Lord came down and dwelt on that place. We find it close, I think it was around the end of Exodus, when we find that Moses, when he finished the work, I always think of Christ this, when he said, it is finished. But it said, when Moses finished the work, they said, then the cloud descended.
Amen.
When everything was complete and in order. I begin to think about this. Boy, it's just nice to know that wherever you go, if you just find yourself in the Spirit of the Lord, you and the Lord get along. You could be on a bus going down the road to try to get to a destination. Hey, you could be in the car. You could be just about anywhere you're at.
Right.
Hey, and be able to have access to the Lord.
Yes, amen.
Be able to have access to what it is you need. Amen. God knows your heart. He knows why you're thinking the way you're thinking.
That's right.
He knows why Asaph was thinking the way he was thinking. Hey, we find a few pages over in Psalm 77 where it says that when Asaph was getting all down and out again, hey, he said, but I remembered, amen, the works of the Lord.
Right.
He began to ask things like, well, Lord, is your grace clean gone? Is your mercy gone forever? Then he said, I remember my infirmity.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
And he said, I began to think about the works of the Lord.
Yes, amen.
And over there, I think in verse 13, it says, Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary.
Yeah.
Several times he used that word sanctuary. Yeah. And I began to think about that. And there was a verse here. Come to me, and I turn over here if you want to. It's Psalm 84. And Dad looked up a verse a while ago and was talking, and I was trying to find another verse in the same chapter, and he didn't know it. But in Psalms 84, it talks about David and how his heart was so passionate for the house of God.
Right, amen.
Amen. The place where God dwelled, and that's the sanctuary. Amen.
Yes.
You think about it. Hey, look what kind of heart David had for the sanctuary. He said, Lord, he said in verse 1 of chapter 84, how amiable are thy tabernacles,
amen,
O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
Thank
sometimes
God.
Your heart just wants to seek
yes.
the Lord. Sometimes there just ain't no words that you can put to it.
Amen.
Hey, Bob, the Bible said in Romans 8 that it's we have groanings, hey, which cannot be uttered, but
that's
the
right.
Spirit, amen, is
amen.
Able to understand and interpret those groanings.
Yes.
He said, my flesh and my heart longeth, it cries out for the living God. Yea. Listen to this. Even the sparrow hath found a house. Hey, amen. The swallow has found a nest for herself. And it says, where she may lay her young. Where's that? They found a place to nest in the altars of the Lord.
Right.
Hey, even God provided a place for the sparrows. And Amen. I'm reminded over there in Matthew where Jesus says, did not God provide a place for the sparrows?
Right.
Amen. Don't worry about your life because He cares for a sparrow. Don't
yes.
He care for you? He says, even the birds find a place
right.
in the house of the Lord. And He said, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will still be praising thee. Salah, blessed is a man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Skip on down a few verses, and it says in verse 9, behold, our God is a shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, that for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000.
That's right.
Amen. Just one day spending with the Lord is better than all the days that you can spend with that.
Amen.
Boy, I think of how many people in the world are spending without the Lord their days.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Boy, what they're missing out on.
Right.
Hey, if they could just come and have that one day to get their life right. Hey, man, it'd be like everything else could be washed clean. Hey, and they'd have a brand new start. And, buddy, I tell you what, you couldn't buy what that would cost.
Amen.
But Jesus did.
Right.
He paid for it.
Amen.
It says, for a day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
Yes.
Amen. I'd rather be able to have, just stand by the door of the house of God.
Amen.
Then have access to all the tabernacles and all the tents that the wicked have access to. A lot of people are choosing to dwell in the tent of the wicked.
Right.
Amen. A lot of people choosing today to go down there. Boy, I tell you what, the going thing seems like all the time is going to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe they call that the city of sin, if I ain't mistaken.
Yes.
Oh, got to go to Las Vegas and try them casinos out. Got to go down there and see all the bright lights. Amen. We talked about this morning in Sunday school that even the angel can appear, or devil can appear. Hey, is an angel of light.
Right.
He'll have all kinds of lights flashing and say, stop here for a little bit and have a little drink on your way. Hey, stop here a little bit and have a little party. Hey, but you ain't going to find what you need there in the
that's
party.
Right.
You ain't going to find what you need there in the casinos. Hey, you're going to come out of there more poor than you ever did when you went in.
That's right.
I'm glad God's house is a place.
Yeah.
Hey, when you can go in, you can get out richer than you would have been.
Yeah.
Hey, because He's rich toward all them that will come to Him.
Yeah.
That's why David said, I'd rather just stand by the door. Hey, and greet people as they come in. Hey, then I would be able to go out into the world where you don't even find God anymore. And you can't even find God in some of the churches nowadays.
That's right.
I know I've traveled to plenty of them this past year, and sometimes I tell you what, it's just like you're dragging your feet. Hey, to get to the pulpit to sing, because God is just not there. He's not welcome there. You go to places like that, and what's welcome is a form of godliness. Hey, but you deny the power thereof. Amen. They got their fancy suits. They got their fancy bulletins. Hey, they got the words that come on the screen. Hey, they don't even say the same thing as what you want to handle. Hey, but there's no God there.
Amen.
I'd rather be in an old time fashioned Holy Ghost preaching Version Bible
Amen.
Church.
Yeah.
Hey, than the biggest church in the world without.
Right. Me too.
Amen.
Amen. Blessing them.
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in tents of the wicked. Why? Because the Lord God is a sun and shield. Talk about
Amen.
That provision this morning, yes. Lord Tony. He's a sun and a shield.
Amen.
The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly.
Yeah.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth
in
thee. You see, the world is out there looking for all kinds of pleasure. All kinds of satisfaction.
Yeah.
But if they'd only realize that God would not hold a good thing at all from them if they just walk uprightly.
Amen.
God gives riches that money can't buy.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen. God gives riches you can't put a price tag on.
Amen.
Amen. Over there in Proverbs it talks about the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Hey, and He addeth no sorrow to it.
Yeah.
I'm glad when you get with the Lord, you don't have to worry about, hey, where you been last night when you woke up the next morning? Hey, you don't worry about had to go to work with a hangover. Hey, because God will make you a stronger person than you was. Hey, when you first went in there, instead of taking your sins about you away from you when you get out.
That's right, brother.
God makes rich.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. It ain't necessarily all the time the riches that we think of in this world. He was talking here. He was fretting himself. Asaph was about the riches and the prosperity of the wicked.
Yes.
Amen. And I said their heart, they have more than the heart could wish.
That's That's right.
Boy, there's people out there today. There was people, even this was no stranger. Hey, to the Bible times over Jesus talked about a rich man. Hey, man, a rich young ruler. Two different rich people. One was a rich young ruler. Hey, he had more than heart could wish for. Hey, but you find that he lacked one thing. Hey, man, and he wasn't willing to give it up.
Right.
Even though it said that God won't withhold any good thing from you.
That's right, brother.
If you walk uprightly. Another rich man, he actually was three rich men, I guess, unless one of them is the same. He's talking about building his barns up. He said, I've got plenty. I'm going to build barns and make more. He said, thy food is required of thee.
That's right.
Amen. It all comes back down to what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yes.
And then you can't buy your soul out of
that's
heaven.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
Buy your way to heaven. Another rich man, we find that Lazarus was having to deal with, couldn't even eat the crumbs off his table. Amen. The dogs licked his sores. And we find this rich man, he fared sumptuously every day. Hey, and he had more, like you said here in Psalm 73. He had more than his heart could ever wish for.
Amen.
Amen. But number one, he couldn't take it with him. And number two, he didn't want it when he got married.
That's right, brother.
Amen. What he wanted was another chance.
Yeah.
He wanted a chance to be able to go to his brothers and have somebody go there and warn him of this wicked place.
Yeah.
He wanted a chance at a drop of water to cool his tongue. Yeah. Amen. Even the rich man proves today that this world cannot buy satisfaction.
Amen.
This world can't buy salvation.
Right.
And if you want answers, go to the Lord and where the sanctuary is.
Amen.
Go find yourself a place that you can be with the Lord.
Amen.
There's a song that said, there are days I like to be all alone with Christ my Lord.
Right.
Hey, I can tell him all my troubles all alone.
That's right.
Amen. I don't have to go to an old booth somewhere,
close
the screen door and talk to a priest.
That's right.
Amen. I can get in the back of my old bedroom.
Amen.
Get down on my knees.
Hey,
get in touch with the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. I don't have to have a special ticket. I don't have to have an automated voice recorder on the other end where you have to say yes, no, yes, yes, no, yes, no, like I did today. Hey, when the internet went out, I get so tired of them things. I'm glad God ain't like that.
Amen.
I'm glad God answers and He hears.
Yes.
And He hears every time.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times I feel like my prayers don't even touch the ceiling.
Yes.
A lot of times you wonder yourself, why even pray? Why? Because you need to pray.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, you need to get in touch with the Lord. You need to put forth an effort and say, God, I'm trying my best here.
Amen.
Because that Spirit sees those groanings.
Yeah.
It can't be uttered.
No,
and He ushers those to the presence of the Lord. Says, Lord, this boy, this man's having a hard time.
Amen.
Lord, would you just appear to him? Amen. He's calling out to you. Could you just bring his sanctuary to where he is? I'm glad that even though Bobby can't come to church and some of the other people can't come to church, hey, God can bring the sanctuary where they are.
Amen.
Many times He's done at home services and just sitting down, just getting to visit with somebody. Boy, you just see their face light up.
Amen.
Hey, yeah, that's better than going and getting them a big old apple pie at the store. Just sitting down and spending time with them.
Amen.
Letting them know that God cares for them.
Right.
I didn't know where all this was going to say all this. Didn't know where this was going. But I tell you what, it's important we find ourselves where we can reach God.
Amen.
In the sanctuary. Whether it be here. If you can't go to church because you're sick or you're ill.
Yeah.
Maybe you got surgery like some of the people that are out today is going to have to go get. Hey, man, you can still find the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You can still make a sanctuary wherever you're at.
Amen.
Amen. All you got to do is set it apart and say, Lord, this is time dedicated to you. This is a place dedicated to you. And I ain't going to let no distractions hinder me from worshiping you.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, there's so many distractions today. That's a whole other sermon itself. Brother Brian touched on that the other day about technical phones and all this other stuff. And boy, you can't go nowhere without your phone vibrating or something else chiming or beeping. Hey, you got to get rid of that stuff to get to the Lord.
Amen.
Because the distractions does not help. They distract you. And they take your attention away from the Lord. Take your attention away from something you got your mind focused on.
Yeah.
Say, well, I'm glad that the Lord's here today.
Amen.
I'm glad, even though I couldn't be here at Fredonia, where I know I can feel the Lord, I can still feel the Lord in a different church.
Yeah.
Why? Because I decided to have the sanctuary somewhere else. And meet with the Lord somewhere else. And it was appointed, and that was what I was intended to do.
Amen.
And God was still there.
Yeah.
And I thank the Lord for being here tonight.
Amen.
You know, if anybody's got a need on their heart, if anybody has a need to where they feel like they're just out of fellowship with the Lord, amen, there's a place right here that you can have your own personal sanctuary with the Lord. Amen. That prayer shawl that we went over and talked about today, hey, that was designed so that you could have your own little personal tabernacle with the Lord. The Jews used that to put over their head, and they would meet with the Lord. They would use that to pray and say, God, this is my own personal tabernacle. You know, the tabernacle, hey, was where God was dwelling. It said, have them build me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
Amen.
And the temple was gone. They didn't have nothing else. Hey, so they made these little garments. Amen. It was even instituted in the Old Testament. Hey, the exact specifications and measurements. Each one had a meaning. Amen. There wasn't nothing in that. Hey, that didn't have a purpose. It didn't serve a purpose. And they met with the Lord in their old personal tabernacle and said, Lord, I designate this place. I sanctify it and make it a sanctuary.
Yeah.
So that I can meet with you.
Amen.
Right here we can have that same thing.
Amen.
Amen. It's an altar, a prayer.
Amen.
I would ask if everybody wants to stand.